Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Josh Peach, and he's the park manager for Lake Anita State Park. Good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh, we're in for some really good summer weather, I think, this week, and people will want to be coming out to do things. And I know that one of the things they can do is come over to the park to find Dory.
Yes, for sure. I assume you're talking about our free Saturday night movies we have over here. And this week it is going to be Finding Dory. So a fun little Disney movie for the kids and for the whole family. It's an event that we've kind of do throughout the summer, Memorial Day through Labor Day. We have a Saturday night movie out here for our campers, but it's also for the public too. I mean, anybody can come over and see it. It's a free movie. The Friends group, Friends of Lake Anita, they hand out free popcorn to everybody too. And it's usually a really good time. I mean, outside under the stars, get to watch a movie and doesn't cost anything. Oh,
there you go. And, you know, you might meet some new folks if you're local and you kind of greet some of the visitors. Hey, good chance to visit with some folks from who knows where. And so, yeah, where do all the folks come from that camp?
Well, obviously, most of our campers are from Iowa. But we actually keep track of where our visitors come from. And about 30% of our campers are from out of state, a few from Nebraska. But most years we'll get campers from, probably 47, 48, 49 of the different states. And usually probably about half a dozen to a dozen different countries come visit Lake Anita.
Really?
I mean, right in here on the interstate, we get a lot of travelers that come through here. So it makes it interesting. We get a lot of different people and some real fun and interesting stories and people to talk to, too.
All right. So if you're local, go and greet some visitors and have a good time and have some popcorn. You mentioned it's the Friends that provide the popcorn. Let's talk about the Friends of Lake Anita.
Yeah, Friends of Lake Anita, they're just a nonprofit group, people that are interested in the park, and actually just some of them for getting to spend time with other people that are interested in it. But anyway, they do different events and stuff to help promote the park, and sometimes they give us some money, too, to buy some stuff, too. They do have different events. Like I said, they put on the Saturday night movies that we have all summer. They always help us out with our kids fishing day that we have out here, and then here in July they'll do our Christmas in July, which is just kind of a fun weekend for people to come out and decorate a little bit. Santa Claus will come and visit. We'll have a Christmas movie for that weekend, and just kind of something a little bit in the middle of summer. Let's start hopefully thinking about the cooler weather coming. This year they're going to do, a lighted kayak cruise. That'll be Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So people can bring their kayaks out here. It'll be in the evening. We'll have them decorate them, put on glow or light type of things, and hopefully kind of do a little parade out in front of the campground. Just a fun event for people to get together and enjoy each other's company.
Well, they and you are very creative to do some different kinds of things rather than just the expected come and park your camper and be here. There's always something fun going on. So,
yeah, people are looking for more than just camping anymore. They're wanting stuff to keep the kids entertained. They're wanting to learn some different things. Our DNR naturalist comes down throughout the summer, too, and does some one-on-one programs. And this year she's going to get back into the bigger group kind of stuff. So that's we're wanting to connect more with the people instead of just come out and camp and maybe have a picnic. We want to be involved with the recreation.
Well, I know you have a couple of boat docks. How about the swimming beach? Is that being used?
We do see, not extremely heavy use, but people still come out and use it. I mean, the park is free to use. They can come in and picnic and, like you said, swim at the beach and stuff like that. We do test the water weekly for bacteria and algae content, and all of our tests have been coming back really good. Typically we do. It's an odd situation if we come back with elevated water issues, but all that that's been coming back good. And yeah, people, on especially on the hot days, they'll come out here and use that quite a bit.
Okay, very good. And of course, there's always the hiking trails, and you know, then I know I hear a lot of folks that just come out and drive around also because they just love to come and see everything that's going on out there, see the animals and all kinds of things. And probably check out the trees. What's happening with the trees?
All right. If people have been out here before, and especially if they've came out this spring, they'll notice we're missing a lot of trees in our campground. We found emerald ash borer out here 2 winters ago. And due to that, we've had to remove all of our ash trees in our campground. So it's going to create kind of a shade issue with some of our sites this summer, but we've got most of that cleaned up already, and new trees are planted, and we're going there. But it does look a little bit different because we did have to remove quite a few.
Yeah, that's leaving big holes in a lot of different places to take down those ash trees because, of course, we have lots of them in Iowa.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of ash trees. We've tried to plant back a larger variety of trees.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully when the next big thing comes through, it won't really wipe out the campground so bad. But yeah, variety, diversity, that's what we're looking for in our trees out here right now.
Maybe eventually we learn some lessons from what nature does to us as well as for us. But sometimes it's a slow learning process. And to replace those big trees, you don't just do that overnight.
No, it's going to take a while. I mean, those trees were planted back when the park was developed back in the 60s. And, well, some of them into the 70s. So, yeah, it's going to be a few years before we're kind of back to where we were. But most campers anymore, hopefully they can bring and provide their own shade and still be able to enjoy the campground out here.
Yes. So how is the fishing this time?
I've actually been hearing some pretty good things about fishing. Largemouth bass has been really good. I've been hearing people catching quite a few and some real nice ones. Crappie, there's a bunch of them out here, but they're kind of on the small side. So it's a good year to bring kids out. They should be able to catch a fish. Again, maybe not a whole bunch that you could take home and clean, but should be plenty of fish out here to be caught. And like I said, I've been hearing some really good things about people catching them.
Yeah, when you said crappies, that was the first thing popped into my mind was the kids because, they're pretty good biters and usually can pull a few of those in. Well, let's talk a little bit about your fishing day. That was held. Did you have a big fish caught during that time or just kind of normal size?
During our kids' fishing day, there was quite a few kind of average size. There wasn't anything really big caught. I would say a majority of the kids caught some. There was a few that weren't able to get hooked into anything, but slow years where we're not catching a lot of fish, we try to keep it a little bit shorter because, if somebody's not catching anything, it kind of gets boring, and that's not what we want. We want kids to get excited about fishing and come out here and hopefully make it a lifetime activity for them. But, our kids fishing this year, it was, like I said, they were catching some, but not exceptionally well. So it was a little disappointing that way.
Well, that's what fishing is all about. So we've talked about fishing and swimming and camping. And what haven't we mentioned that we should be sure to remember that if we go to Lake Anita State Park, it's going to be a part of our experience?
Well, new this year, actually, the Friends of Lake Anita just bought us a kayak launch. Makes it a little bit easier for somebody to get in and out of a kayak. It attaches on the end of a dock out in the campground, so people can go down there, put their kayak in it, and get in and out of the kayak without worrying about tipping over or something like that. It makes it much easier to launch your kayak that way. So we're excited about that. Another avenue to maybe somebody that doesn't feel comfortable, don't think they can get in it without falling in the lake or something like that. Hopefully they'll feel a little more comfortable and hopefully open that activity up to somebody that might not normally do it.
Okay, and of course, if people want to make a reservation, they can do that online.
Yep. We recommend highly doing it online. They can go to the Iowa DNR website, and there'll be a link on there for the reservations. They can do it through the phone, but I have been hearing kind of some longer wait times. So if they can do it online, it's preferred. But they still can. If they don't have a computer or don't feel comfortable using it, they can call into the reservation center and make a reservation there.
Okay. Well, whether you want to camp or you just want to go be outside and have lots of fun at Lake Anita State Park is one of those places that's really close by to us here, and we need to take advantage of that. We really want to thank you, Josh Peach, Park Manager, for visiting with us today.
Yes, not a problem. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Charles Dickens said, "Nature gives to every time and season some beauties of its own."